I could hold on longer, but does it have to feel so strange to be in love again, to be in love again, to be in love again, be in love again. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to WMFO 91.5 Medford, and welcome to the fourth episode of Who's On First. This is DJ David Meyer. Old McDonald had a farm. David's got a show. RADIDIO. To my new listeners, thanks for tuning in. If you're back from last week, thanks for coming back. If you're listening post-air, probably use a computer, otherwise it might cut out. Who's On First is the show with the Who On First, and you'll have to stay tuned to find out what's on second. As for third, I don't know who's on third. This week I've got my friend Kat on the show, and I will try my darndest to make no puns based on her name, as she's heard them, y'all. Besides that one, I swear. Who's On First today is from the rock opera album itself. The Who wrote Tommy, the concept album, and almost 25 years later, it became The Who's Tommy, the Broadway show. It was recently announced that Tommy would be revived for the 2021 Broadway season. I wanted to play a more low-key song from the album, but I figured it's tough to argue with the most iconic track about that deaf, dumb, and blind kid who sure plays a mean pinball. Here it is, The Who's Pinball Wizard, up right now. That was Pinball Wizard by The Who, and really, I mean, that's a classic. That's one of the rock-defining songs that they've got. Iconic, crowd-pleaser, and one of my personal faves. Next up, you'll find out What's On Second, which is a segment when I play a song with what in the title of it. So What's On Second this week is What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club. ¶¶
time to realize it's right before my eyes, and I can take it if it's what I want to do.
That was Two Door Cinema Club's What You Know for What's On Second. Next, I've got I Don't Know on Third. For this segment, I shuffle my phone, choose the song from the top five clean songs of the shuffle. You know, we're a clean station, clean show out here. We might as well be Mr. Clean. This week, I Don't Know on Third is a song that my buddy Noah and I actually, who is next week's guest, we were singing for a bit too long and a bit too loudly in the Campus Center earlier this week, and it came up randomly on the shuffle. Here it is with one of the stranger collabs I've seen, to be honest. You're probably not going to see this duo anywhere else, but it's the man who says Jesus is king and the man who was part of the band that said they were bigger than Jesus. Here's Kanye West and Paul McCartney with Only One.
You out of breath?
As I lay me down to sleep, I hear her speak to me. Hello, Maureen, how you doing? I think the storm and out of rain, the clouds are moving. I know you're happy, 'cause I can see it. So tell the voice inside your head to believe it. I talked to God about you. He said he sent you an angel. And look at all that he gave you. Yes, for one, and you got to. You know I never left you. 'Cause every road that leads to heaven's right inside you. So I can say, hello, my only one. Just like the morning sun, you keep on rising till the sky knows your name. Hello, my only one. Remember who you are. No, you're not perfect, but
but you're not your mistakes. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, the good outweighs the bad, even on your worst day. Remember I'd say, hey, hey, one day you'll be the man you always knew you could be. And if you knew
no, you wouldn't do that. And no, I didn't pick the day to turn the face. I'm knowing that thing, and every time I see her face,
and I hear you say, hello, my only one. Remember, none. You got the world, but you got love in your hands, and you're still my chosen one. So can you understand? One day.
I just want you to do me a favor. Tell Henri about me. Tell Henri about me. Tell Henri about me.
That was Only One by Kanye West featuring Paul McCartney. And that's really good stuff. And again, one of the stranger collabs you get to see in the music industry these days. The other options for I Don't Know this week were The Story Never Ends by Love, How We Are by Leah Isis, Good Night by Kanye West, Mos Def, and I'll Be Back, and Words Fail by Ben Platt from Dear Evan Hansen. What we have up next is a lot of fun. We have a trip to the hospital because we've got a CAT scan on the way. We're going to go inside the mind of my friend CAT, and it's time for another interview. I had her randomly pick one of the lists I've found of questions online. She unknowingly chose an article from Mantelligence that lists 82 weird questions to ask, spark conversations with creativity. Then I asked for some random numbers and found those correlating questions in the article. Finally, I have a surprise question, and we're going to start with these and see where they lead us, hopefully on a journey toward adventure, action, drama, thriller, comedy, romantic comedy, etc. Kat, thank you very much for being here.
Hi.
First question, from Mantelligence. The constant absorption of magical moonbeams mixed with the radioactive vegetables you consumed earlier have given you the ability to resurrect the dead. Famous person of your choice, which late celebrity would you bring back to life? Now, to make this more specific, I think we can go two dead celebrities. One is to bring back to life for their full life again. Like, they get to go through it all the way. But the other can be like, oh, you're having dinner with this person, but just dinner, then they go back to being dead.
Okay. I guess I would have dinner with... I would have dinner with Abraham Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln, good choice.
I wish I could have thought about these beforehand.
Yeah, I'm putting you on the spot.
And to bring back for their full life, gosh, now I should think of someone. Wait, if they died young, would they die young again, or would they live their full life?
I think they just get to keep going. Yeah, like they live a whole new life as themselves, though.
Who's someone who died young?
JFK, I don't know. Shock. Not that he's
I would bring back JFK. Let's see what would happen.
You're going with JFK? That's
yes.
Your... All right. And for dinner, who would you bring back?
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, well, that makes sense. So you went with the president route, which I think is interesting.
I can't remember names very well.
Yeah, you're definitely on the spot with this one. This one is a toughie. In terms of bringing a dead person back for dinner... Well, that's tough because it's hard to talk. It would probably be like Amy Wine. It'd be Kurt Cobain for me, probably. Like, it's got to be someone recent because we can. The other people would be too shook up. Like, if you took Einstein and brought him here, he'd see your phone on the table and he'd be like, "Oh my God, what's that?" And that's I know, but you've only got limited time with these people, you know.
So
maybe,
true.
And then in terms of living a whole life, that's all. I'd probably still go the music route because I do, as much as I love politicians or something like that, I think I could appreciate more and more music from people who had like untimely passings, or whether it be Amy Winehouse or Kurt Cobain or Avicii.
John Lennon.
Yeah, right. You could go for any of those.
I feel like I need a list of people that are dead.
Yeah, a list of dead people.
Yeah.
That'd be a long list. Next question, though. Will humans spread out among the stars or just be a brief blip in Earth's history?
Oh, probably a brief blip.
You think so? You think we're not making it to space?
I mean, I guess our like leftover atoms will, if that's well, what you're talking
yeah.
about. I mean, we've been to space.
Right.
I don't think we're going to be permanent in space.
You don't think we can colonize and stuff? I'm kind of with you on that. I'm not sure we're making quick enough progress.
I just don't think it would end well. We are not better than these things.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely see us, even if we make a colony, not lasting much longer on that one as well. But
mm-hmm.
We were talking about this in my econ class, or my demographics class in Spain. My mm-hmm. professor was talking about how there was a guy who said basically, like, humans are capable of anything given enough time. And I think we could make it to space, and I think we could colonize space and thrive and live, but I think we're running out of time. So I think we've sped up the death of the planet, etc., so that it'll be too soon. We've not been urgent enough, but I think we could have done it if that's a bright side.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Yeah, definitely. Next one is, this is a great question. Never have I ever had a bad haircut? Question mark?
Oh.
Not really.
Yes.
Yeah.
I cut my own bangs after I saw the Cinderella Story movie.
With Selena Gomez? Or
no, with Hillary Duff.
I was going to say, there's so many options.
Yeah, cut my own bangs. It was terrible.
Yeah, that's rough. I have cut my own hair as well. That happened like sophomore year twice. I was just up really late. And when you're up late, sometimes you're just saying, maybe...
I almost let Emily cut my hair the other day.
Because
we were just up late. And I was
yeah, when you're up late and you're bored, sometimes you're like, maybe I need a style change. So I'd go in our suite in Haskell. And I just had like a pair of regular old scissors. Just cut the hair a little bit. And people said that they didn't really realize that I was doing it. So it couldn't have been that bad, but definitely not good. Yeah, yeah. It feels like every old picture, you're like, that, how did I ever have that haircut?
But
or at least for me.
You definitely never had a bowl cut or anything because you have curly hair.
I didn't have a bowl cut, but I did. I went like pure like buzzes back in the day. Mm-hmm. I went two or one, and I look so young, first off.
Well, you were young.
Well, yeah, but there's a difference. There definitely is. So the answer to that, never have I ever had a bad haircut, we both definitely have. And if you say you haven't, whoever you are out there, you're lying to yourself. The final question from the list you chose is, who is most likely to eat a bug? And I, once again, want two questions or two answers from this. One of these is, who of our friends or people that we know is most likely to eat a bug? But then of the two of us, which is more likely to eat a bug? Go in either order.
I am definitely most likely to eat a bug out of all of our friends.
Out of all our everyone?
I mean, all yes. Who else would eat a bug?
I was thinking about this. It depends on the bug.
Emily would not eat a bug.
No, certainly not.
Anna would not eat a bug.
No.
Andrea may eat a bug. We've
Depends.
Talked about it before.
Yeah, have you?
Yes. There's like these really fancy restaurants. Actually, I think all of us would eat a bug if it was in these like fancy bug restaurants.
I think I'm talking just like
Africa.
Straight up one bug.
Oh,
like,
God.
It, maybe a little salt or something, but that's all you get. Like,
I wouldn't want to do it, but I think I would be most likely to do it.
All right. I think we're pretty close. Like, the two of us are the most likely of that group.
You would do it over
Yeah,
me.
I mean... Well, it totally depends on the bug, as I've said. Like, I'm pretty adventurous with my eating, and I am willing to try basically everything once, but there are things, like, I've seen fried spiders and just hard no. Just, like, big old tarantulas on
crickets?
A stick, no way. Right, crickets, yeah, I can handle a cricket, but then there are
spiders,
bugs that just can't, yeah, you can't get me to eat that.
Except imagine you eat a spider, you're like, wow, that wasn't so bad. And then you're never afraid of spiders again because you're just like, I'll eat you.
Probably
wouldn't work.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it works. One time there was just an enormous unidentified bug in my house, and my cat Rocky just watched it fly. It came close enough. He batted it down and just scarfed the whole thing down. And Rocky's a hero in my household.
That's disgusting. But
Rocky also caught me a mouse once. Which I know is, it's like, oh, that's sweet, but at the same time, yeah, no. But that's how we found out we had mice. So my final question, which is a question I came up with, I have to watch Groundhog Day and write my final essay for religion and film on it.
Oh my, no way.
It's my favorite movie.
I've watched that movie so many times.
Okay.
It's one of my dad's favorite movies.
Yeah. So my final question is, if you got Groundhog Day'd, what day would you choose to relive over and over again, but you don't have, it's an undisclosed future date?
It's a future day.
Yeah. So, no. Like, you don't know when it's going to end.
Oh.
But you've experienced this day, I assume, before. So what is there, like, I guess it's kind of asking what's your favorite day or something. What day would you love to relive?
Oh, my God. That's so hard. I can definitely think of one, I'm sure. Well, I can think of many.
That's great to hear.
I think maybe right now I'm thinking, like, it's going to be vague, but one of the days in the last month that we were in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
When you know where everything is. There was one day I'm thinking of where I, like, walked home from classes and I walked through, like, Justicia.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked through Retiro. And then I met up with people later for drinks, and it was just really, like, fun and relaxing. And
yeah.
I did a lot of walking that day.
That's great. Yeah. That certainly, my mind immediately leapt to travel, and whether it be Spain or another vacation. Like, there's just, it's not that I don't love my home and America, mm-hmm. but just there's something about that and that feeling of adventure, but familiarity.
Definitely.
And all that. It reminded me, I did have an assignment in seventh grade that said basically what was the best day you've ever had? And at the time, I immediately went, oh, I know what this is. It was the day I got my hernia surgery. And I wrote a whole essay, and my teacher was kind of confused, like, what is this kid talking? His favorite day is when he got surgery. Like, he spent hours of it anesthetized up, like, mm-hmm. unconscious. It's his favorite day. I have some questions, but it's true. Because we knew it wasn't like an emergency surgery. We knew it was coming. So, like, we got prepared. My parents and I, like, got to the hospital. They put me in the bed and they let me watch Harry Potter. And that's all I did. And then eventually they wheeled me in, and I woke up because they had me knocked out. And then when I woke up after, my parents, because they felt bad because I just gotten surgery and I'm like 8 years old, they just took me to, like, a comic book store, and I bought me toys. And then we went to my favorite restaurant, which was Minnie's in Chicago, which is no longer around.
Aww.
Where they served meals that were mini, basically, which is part of why it wasn't around and is no longer around.
Right,
it was
so cute.
Adorable. Straight up adorable.
But
the peanut butter and jelly sandwich was so small. And they had shoestring fries instead of fries.
Oh, your parents would have hated that restaurant.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes no sense for someone over 10, because with an appetite, like, then the milkshakes, and I'm sure it was exorbitantly expensive just because it was so niche, yeah. But that was my favorite day. I was I got to watch movies. I don't remember the middle part, but the rest of it was great.
I'm Googling a Minnie's near me.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it's a chain, but RIP Minnie's if you're listening, Minnie's owners. And in terms of other, since then, I think it's too many great days to choose from, you know? Isn't that nice?
In this beautiful 20-degree weather.
Hey.
I just love it here.
I actually do love the weather. She's being sarcastic. But this is some of my favorite types of weather. So, Kat, thank you very much for participating in my spontaneous interview and making it from your yoga class. So
don't expose me.
Next up, we've got a PSA. So this PSA is for donations to support this lovely radio station. There is a form on WMFO.org. If you go to donate that header, there's a little place for donations. And so you put in some of your information, and then there's directions to getting to where you actually give for Tufts Giving. And so you'll fill that out. You select other for the school and then type WMFO in that dialog box. And that money goes right here to help support people like me who have radio shows and enjoy this respite from their week. Kat chose a few songs and I selected one of her fantastic suggestions to play for you all. And who needs friends with songs like these? I do. Steely Dan's Dirty Work. Last song was Dirty Work by Steely Dan, and a great suggestion from my guest Kat, and she was absolutely fantastic. I thank her once again. For the rest of the show, I'm just going to play some songs that I love. These are songs that vary in genre and tone and theme, and all of those buzzwords that I put in every single one of my film essays. So up next is one of the classic new ones, and I keep saying classic, but this one is just a new one. I mean, it's from one of the more powerful albums, especially regarding the social commentary around it. Here is Beyoncé's Lemonade with Daddy Lessons.
Thank you. whiskey with his tea. And we rode motorcycles, blackjack, classic vinyl. Tough girl is what I had to be. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. And all that when he gave to me with his gun. Second Amendment. Ooh. He always played it cool, but daddy was no fool. And right before he died, he said, remember. He said, take care of your mother, watch out for your sister. That's when daddy looked at me with his gun.
That is the one and only Queen Bee, Beyonce, with Daddy Lessons. And it's also a poignant criticism, or maybe a proponent of gun control, if you're listening for that. If not, you might want to listen to this next track, Good Thing Go, because it's by Quinn 92, not Quinn XCII. It is 92, which is his birth year, 1992. I love him dearly. I've seen him perform twice. He came to Tufts for Spring Fling last year. That said, he had lost his voice in making this album. So hopefully From Michigan With Love, this album, and Good Thing Go will make Tufts students forgive him. So here it is.
Want you to want me like you wanna be when it's hot in the middle of June. And I wanna be like your morning coffee, always the first thing you do. Baby, I know what you're thinking before the words even come out of your mouth. When I look at you, I forget what the hell we were talking about. And I don't deserve you, I'll never hurt you. If I ever lost you, I'd die. If I couldn't hold you, I would be so blue, and I'm not supposed to cry. Maybe I'm saying it too early, maybe I'm moving fast. I may not be the first to love you, but I wanna be the last. When you know, then you know, and I can't let a good thing go. I know I'm rough around the edges, not as smooth as the rest, but I can promise you when I'm with you, I love you the best. When you know, then you know, and we can't let a good thing go. The way that you throw on your makeup and stare at the mirror is a beautiful thing. The way that you take up my side of the bed, even though we have a king. All your family thinks you're too good for me, and I can't defend. I'm just so happy that you would agree to be more than a friend. And I don't deserve you, I'll never hurt you. If I ever lost you, I'd die. If I couldn't hold you, I would be so blue, and I'm not supposed to cry. Maybe I'm saying it too early, maybe I'm moving fast. I may not be the first to love you, but I wanna be the last. When you know, then you know, and I can't let a good thing go. Around the edges, not as smooth as the rest, but I can promise you when I'm with you, I love you the best. When you know, then you know, and we can't let a good thing go. We can't let a good thing go, so let's just let this good thing grow. I can't let a good thing go, go. We can't let a good thing go, so let's just keep this good thing growing. And I can't let a good thing go, go, go.
And I can't let a good thing go.
Maybe I'm saying it too early, maybe I'm moving fast. I may not be the first to love you, but I wanna be the last. When you know, then you know, and I can't let a good thing. Around the edges, not as smooth as the rest, but I can promise you when I'm with you, I love you the best. When you know, then you know, and we can't let a good thing go.
That was Quinn92's Good Thing Go from his most recent album. And up next, we've got a very big change of pace, and we're taking it back a bit to a guy who is named Jim Croce, or Jim Croce, or Jim... Someone should have told me this by now, considering I listen to him a lot. But this is not Time in a Bottle. It's a song about, maybe about messing with him, but it's not really. It's about a different Jim, and you don't mess around with Jim. Here it is.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums. 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball, just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I do 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 da da dee 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 dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. Said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy. My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack,
don't you know that you don't
tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.
Ba-do-do-da-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, a hush fell over the pool room, and Jimmy come popping in on
Most recently, you may have heard that song in Stranger Things, sung by a Mr. David Harbour, who plays Jim Hopper, singing it in this most recent season, which was, if I do say so myself, pretty good. Next up, I've got a country song, so a lot of you will be switching the station, but it's country, rock, it's sweet, it's soft, it's Old Dominion's one-man band, here it is.
Been flying solo for so long, nobody singing the harmony. Up there just me and my shadow, no bass, no guitar, no tambourine. And I found you like a melody, and you were singing in the same key as me. We had them dancing in the streets. I don't wanna be a one man band, I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, I don't wanna be a one-man band. No. I wanna run down your wild dreams, wanna chase every high with you, count every rip in these old jeans. We'll never learn how to sing the blues. If I'm gonna be famous, girl, I wanna be famous with you. We got our own little groove. I don't wanna be a one-man band, I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we can take our own show on the road. Down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band. When the spotlight goes cold, the curtains come down, the chairs are all stacked and there's no one around, and nobody's paying, we'll still be playing. I don't wanna be a one-man band, I don't wanna be a rolling stone alone, putting miles on a rundown van. Baby, we could take our own show on the road. I'll lay down the beat, you carry the tune. We'll get tattoos and we'll trash hotel rooms. Baby, take my hand, 'cause I don't wanna be a one-man band.
That's one of those songs that I'm really loving these days. I'm listening to that one a lot. One Man Band by Old Dominion, who has a lot of great songs. Up next, I've got not quite Old Dominion, but I do have an old guy who had Dominion over rock and roll. This is Burnin' Love, Elvis Presley.
My brain is flaming, I don't know where.
That was The King. And yes, I do impressions live in studio. Unfortunately, I will turn the mic off every time I play the Elvis songs, so you will not get to hear it unless you ask me personally in person, in which case I prefer to do Teddy Bear. Great song to do impressions to. Next up, we've got Joey Montana and Sebastian Yatra with Suena el Dembow.
Sucedió, no sé si mis planes no tenía enamorarme. Hey,
pero yo te vi tan sola y como yo vine sola, no lo pensé y decidí acercarme a ti.
Cuando te vi, viví, supe que tú eras para mí, viví, y es que a mí me gusta solo tú. Tenemos cosas en común, baby.
Cuando te vi, viví, supe que tú eras para mí, mí. Es que a mí me gusta solo tú. Tenemos cosas en común.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
La noche está buena y bailando contigo se pone mejor.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
Está buena y bailando contigo se pone mejor.
Salí pa' la calle sin rumbo. No estaba mi plan enamorarme de ti, pero no pasó ni un segundo. Entraste a mi mundo y en tus ojos me perdí, baby. No sé cómo fue que te metiste en mi cabeza, pero finalmente yo he encontrado a mi princesa, la que sabe dominarme cuando me besa.
Canta el coro que otra vez
lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
Está buena y bailando contigo se pone mejor.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
La noche está buena y bailando contigo se pone mejor.
Cuando te vi, viví, supe que tú eras para mí, mí. Y es que a mí me gusta solo tú. Tenemos cosas en común, baby.
Cuando te vi, viví, supe que tú eras para mí, mí. Solo tú. Tenemos cosas en común.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
La noche está buena y bailando contigo se pone mejor.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow. Planes no tenía enamorarme, hey, yeah.
Pero yo te vi tan sola y como yo vine sola, solo pensé y decidí acercarme a ti.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
La noche está buena y bailando contigo se pone mejor.
Lo supe porque tú eres como yo. Te gusta bailar cuando suena el dembow.
That was Suena el Dembow by Joey Montana and Sebastian Yatra. Next up, we've got a song that I've heard about from a former crush of mine, and it's a really good one. It's called Recovery by Frank Turner, and I hope you enjoy.
King in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down and to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sound and when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Like every other day, and just like every boring blues song, I get swallowed by the pain. And so I fumble for your figure in the darkness just to make it go away. But you're not lying there any longer, and I know that that's my fault. So I've been pounding on If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them that we met in jail. And that's the story that I'm sticking to like a stony-faced accomplice. But tonight I need to hear some truth, am I ever getting through this? Yeah, you once sent me a letter that said if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch the time, my dear, and only think of me. Well, darling, now I'm sinking and I'm as lost and lost could be. And I was hoping you could drag me up and down here towards my recovery. Give me a sign, yeah, just a subtle little glimmer. Some suggestion that you'd have me if I could only make me better. Then I would stand a little stronger as I walk a little taller all the time. Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you, yeah. Because broken people can get better if they really want to. Or at least that's what I have to tell myself if I am hoping to survive.
That was Frank Turner's Recovery. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Who's On First with me, DJ David Meyer. You can catch me on Twitter at Meyer and Goliath. I just ranked my favorite movies of the decade. You can download this show for up to 2 weeks to have forever or listen online at WMFO.org. Hope you enjoyed this program on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week. Excited to be back next Thursday, 2 to 3. This has been Who's On First. To finish it off, Everyone Should Go Into Plastics, a song pitched as a third choice for The Graduate movie by Simon and Garfunkel. No one talks about how strange it is that Simon Garfunkel's middle name is And, right? With that awful joke, here's Miss Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel to play me out. Have a great week. Where no